Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Chaf, the last daf of the second parak of Maseches Nida. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship. We're holding all the way back about 17 lines before the end of the page on Daf Yud Tesem Beis at the two dots. We are at Ezuhu Edom Kedam Hamaka. So we're going to begin with a discussion of five different opinions about what the Mishnah means when it says that red is the color of Dam Hamaka. What does Dam Hamaka mean? So we're going to have five different shitos about that. Then the Gemara is going to discuss more about colors of Dam and more precise definitions of the various colors that we give, particularly a lot of discussion about the color of black and what happens if certain shades are a little bit duller or a little bit brighter. Are those included in the colors that we mentioned in the Mishnah, or are those not included? The Gemara is also going to talk about how to check for color. Is there any background that you need to put the dam on in order to be able to see the color more clearly? Gemara is going to have continue with more precise definitions and different opinions about brighter and duller colors throughout Amud Aleph. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to tell us the attitudes of different Amoraim about paskening Maros of Damim. Some of them said that this is what motivated me to paskin, this is what motivated me not to paskin. So different of, and some why some refuse to paskin Maros of Damim. The Gemara is going to then talk about what happens when one Chacham paskins a Shaila and another Chacham come and paskin the other way on the same Shaila. We're also going to talk about whether a woman can be mitaher someone, one a dam of another woman by saying kazet tiherli chacham ploni. Is she trusted to make the comparison to say, oh, I get that same color all the time, and the chacham is always mitaher, and therefore you too can be mitaher. So that's going to carry us all the way, Be'ezras Hashem, to the end of the perek. So let's begin. Let's see if we can make up some ground and try to make it toward the end of the perek over here. So we are holding again 17 lines from the end of the page. Ezu Adam. Kedam HaMaka. So it says, my Kedam HaMaka, what does Kedam HaMaka mean? Five opinions. Number one, normally Dam Shmuel, Dam Shor Shachat. It's the blood of a shechted ox. V'leima Kedam Shechita. So why don't you just say it's the Dam Shechita? So I Amar Kedam Shechita, if he just would have said Kedam Shechita, Ava Amin Kekula Shechita. I would have thought it's not only the Dam that comes out at the beginning of the Shechita, which is very red, it's even the Dam that comes out later on in the Shechita, which is not as red, that's also a shade that's called Adom. So Kamash Malan, Kedam HaMaka, Ketchilas HaKosh Shel Sakin. That's why it says Kedam HaMaka instead of Kedam Shechita, to let us know that even though it means Dam Shechita, but it's the Haka'a of the Shechita. It's the beginning of the slice of the Shechita. It's that blood that comes out in the initial Shechita. Second opinion, Ula Amar, no, what does Dam HaMaka mean? Kedam Tzipor Chaya. It's like the blood of a Tzipor that's Chaya. So, Ibailu, Chaya Lafuk Eshachut, what does Chaya mean? Does Chaya mean that it's a Tzipor that's alive as opposed to the Dam of a Tzipor that's Shechted? Odilma Lafuk Ekachush. Or maybe Chaya means a healthy Tzipor as opposed to a weak tzipor, but it's not coming to be mema'it dam of a tzipor shachut, so teku. The Gemara is not sure what we mean by that. A third opinion, Ziri Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kedam Ha'chole Shal Rosh. It's the blood of a louse on the head that you would find on a person's head. So Meisvei Hargama Ha'choles Areze Toliba My Lav Dekule Gufa. That if a woman kills a louse and there's some blood from that, we can assume that the blood that she finds, if she sees a stain, that the blood comes from that Ma'choles and the blood does not come from her body. And so doesn't that imply that it doesn't have to be a louse of the head? It could be a Ma'choles of any part of the body. It could be a bug from any part of the body. Says, well, lo, derosha. No, it means a bug from her head, not from any other part of the body. So, fourth opinion. Ami vardi no'a omar rabbi avohu, kedam etzpa ketana shal yad, shenikfa v'chaysa, v'chazra v'nikfa. It's like a small finger, a pinky finger, that gets wounded, that gets injured, and then healed, and then re-injured. So the color of dam that comes out from the re-injuring of the pinky finger, that is the one that is, that's the color that we're referring to as Dam HaMaka. V'lo shel kol adam, but not just anybody's re-injuring a pinky finger. Ela shel bachur shelo nasi isha, it has to be a young man who's never been married. Va'ad kama ad ben esrim. How young is young? Under 20 years old. So it has to be a young man under 20 years old who's never been married, who re-injures his pinky finger. That shade of red is the red that we're referring to in the Mishnah. The precision with which they measured the shades of red is somewhat frightening, meaning that's why we don't do this anymore, because we would never be able to tell the difference between these different shades of red. So Meisvei, so they asked, Tola b'bno b'baila. But wait a second, the Mishnah is going to tell us later on in Daftun Ches that if a woman finds a stain of blood on her clothing, she could be tola, she can assume that that stain may have come from her son or from her husband if they happen to have a wound. She doesn't have to assume that it came from her body, and therefore she can be tahora as long as her son has a cut on his body or her husband has a cut on his body. Well, bishlam b'bna mishkachasla, I understand her son she could be tola on because he might be under 20 and never married before. Elabaila heichim mishkachasla, how could she possibly be tola on her husband's wound? Her husband is certainly not never been married before. He's obviously been married. No, it doesn't mean never married. It means never had bia before. And it could be that we're talking about a woman who already had chuppa, but they never had an opportunity yet to have bia, and then she found the stain, so she can assume that the stain came from some injury that her husband has. The husband got injured dancing at the wedding or something, so he's got some sort of injury that showed up before they ever had the opportunity to have bia. And then a fifth possible definition, Rav Nachman Amar, Kidam Hakaza. That Dam Mako means the blood, the color of blood that comes out when one bloodlets for the sake of refuah. So those are the five definitions of what Dam Maka means. So says the Gemara now, on the we said that we just defined Dam Maka, so Meisvei, now we challenge it. Meisvei v'tala Rabbi Meir, one time Bekilar, one time Rabbi Meir was tola the dam with the ointment that a person puts on a person's eye, and they put some sort of red paste on their eye. So he said he saw a stain once, and he said, "Nah, that stain is not from a woman's dam from the uterus. No, that stain is from this ointment that people put on their eye." V'Rebbe tola b'sraf shikma, and Rebbe once said, "Nah, that stain I could tell comes from the sap of a shikma tree that a woman must have been involved with that day. She must have been doing something with that day, and it's not dam from her body." So my lava edom, when we say that they were tola on these things, isn't it the color adom that they were tola that even on these things? So it sounds from the brisa that when the Mishnah says adom, it's not so red. It's only like these products, the sycamore sap and the ointment that they put on their eye. Otherwise, how could you be tola a stain on that Adam? So it sounds from all the other Amoraim that were so precise in defining the Adam of the Mishnah that it's got to be these strong reds, like the red blood of a Bachur as opposed to a guy who's been married. I mean, that's a very, obviously we're talking about a very, very strong red. Or Dafka a Macholas Shal Rosh, but not a Macholas of the rest of the body. So it says more low, Ashar Damim. When the Brisa says that they were told of the color, it doesn't mean Adom, it means the other colors that the Mishnah had said, which happened to be less stark colors. That when we just went through that five-way machlokas, that was dafk about the color Adam, but there were four other types of dam that were also tameh. So this is going on some of the other types of dam that were tola on the eye ointment or the sap of the shikma tree. Amir Marzutra Ravashi Aviasi Kamei Umna. Amir Marzutra Ravashi were sitting by a blood letter. Shatle Karna Kamei Salah Meimar. The blood letter took one sample of blood and from a meimar, and Chazia a meimar saw that dam Amr Luhu. So he said to Marzutra and to Ravashi, Adam Ditnan Kihai. When the Mishnah says Adam, it means that color. So Shakli Luachriti, then the blood letter took another sample of blood. So Amr Luhu Ishtani. And right away Amemar said, and not that color. That color is different. That's already not the Adam in the Mishnah. So Amr Ravashi, Kugonanad lo Yada bein Hai Lahai, Lom Bailey Nuchsidama. I see I probably shouldn't be passing Maris of Damim because those two things look exactly the same to me. I can't distinguish between those two colors. So the Magen Mishnah points out, they see that when Rav Nachman said earlier that Adam is the Dam HaKaza, it must mean only the Kiluach Rishon of Dam HaKaza, meaning it's even more precise. It's not just bloodletting blood, it's the first gush of blood that comes out when there is bloodletting that happens. Shachar kecheres, we said black like cheres is temeya. So the Gemara explains what that is. Amar Rabbi Rav Huna, cheres shamru diyo. It's the cheres that they put into ink as one of the ingredients in making ink, but not if they put it into water. Tani namihachi, shachar kecheres v'shachar shamru diyo. That shachar that they're talking about is as a product of ink. Velema diyo, why don't you just say the color of black ink? What do you have to say about one of the ingredients when it's in ink? If it's already in ink, it's obviously the color of ink. So yamar diyo havamina ki pakhusa didyusa. Kamashmlan ki charusa didyusa. Had it just said diyo, I would have assumed that it's like the color that's on the upper part of the ink well, because a lot of the blackness settles at the bottom. So I might have thought it's the color of black that's on the top of the ink well. So that's why it's telling me no, it's the color of black where this product settles all the way at the bottom of the inkwell, which is a darker black. When we're talking about the ink, are we talking about dry ink or moist ink? So Tashima will bring a riot. Rabbi Ami Palikurta Didyusa Ubadikba. Rabbi Ami would cut up pieces of dry ink and would compare to Maros of Dam to see if it's exactly the same. So you see that it's dry ink and not moist ink. Amar Rav Yudah Shmuel, kikir kidyo uka'anav temeya. If you have black blood, that's the color of black wax, or the color of ink, or the color of enev, some black enev, whatever that is, so that is tameh. Vizui shashninu amuk mikain temeya. And those are all examples of amuk mikain temeya, of something that's a deeper black being tame as well. Amar Blazer Kizayis Kizefes v'cha'orev tahar. If it's black like a black olive, or like tar, or like a raven, then it's tahar. V'zui shashninu deyam ikein tahar. And that's what we mean when we say if it's a duller type of black, then it's going to be tahar. So Ula Amar Kilevusha Siyua. Ula says that the black that the Mishnah mentions is like a clothing that comes from a place called Siyua, where they used to wear very black clothing. So Ula Iklul Pumbadisa, and one time Ula was traveling in Pumbadisa, Chazilu Tayayin, and he saw an Arab merchant, Delavash Levusha Ukma, who was wearing this black clothing. So Amalu, Shachar Ditran Kihai. He said, yes, that's the black of the Mishnah, that's the color, that's the shade we're looking for. So Martu Minei, Porta Porta, all the Talmidim needed to get a sample of this color. So everyone started paying him for a clip of his clothing. So they started buying him for little clips of his clothing. And then Yavu Bei Arba Meozuze. To the point that he sold his shirt for 400 zuz, because if you sell it piece by piece, patch by patch, for whatever the Talmidim were willing to pay. So this $5 shirt sold for $400 based on being able to sell it to these Talmidim who wanted the Shimush and Hilchas Nida. They wanted to know how to paskin the Shailas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Elu Kelim El Yoren Abayim Medina Siyam. When it says black in the Mishnah, it means the color of the black clothing of those who warm up the bathhouses. And if a woman sees such black clothing, such a color of black that matches the clothing of those who warm up the bathhouses, that's tame. So the member to ukmininu. Does that mean to say that that clothing is black? From Rabbi Yanai lebanav, but didn't Rabbi Yanai tell his children, Banai, my sons, al tikmininu lo bekelim shcharim, don't bury me in tachrichim that are black, v'lo bekelim levanim, but also not in tachrichim that are white. Why not? Shchorim shema ezke ve'eya ka'avol ben achasanim. I don't know what's going to be with me in the end of days. So if you don't bury me in black, because maybe I'll be zocher bein ganed, then, and the tzaddikim will all be wearing big day lavan, and I'm going to look like an avel among the chasanim. I'm going to look like a rasha among the tzaddikim, and it's going to be a busha to be wearing black clothing. Levanim shema lo eske ve'ya kachasim ben avelim. Don't bury me in white, because maybe I won't be zochet to Gan Eden, and I'll be together with the Rishayim, and I'll be wearing, it will look ridiculous. I'll look like a tzaddik among the Rishayim. Ela b'kelim ul yorin abam medina siyam. Rather, bury me in the kelim ul yorin abam medina siyam. Those bathhouses, the color of the clothing of those bathhouse attendants in medina siyam, which apparently was a reddish color, not a black color.
color. So because red is the color of Beinonim, that they're going to have a kapara ultimately from their sins. So the sins exist, but the sins could have a kapara. That's how the Aruch Nedar explains based on the pasuk. Im yuchateichem kashanim kashal yalbinu. Im yadimu katola katsemer yiyu. That whenever we talk about red is going to change. It's going to change to white. Black, it's done. There's nothing changing. White, nothing needs to be done. It's already pure. So that's the symbol of red. So red is the symbol of tshuva, apparently. So alma lav ukmininu. But the bottom line is, you see that it's not black. That the clothing that these people wore is not black. It's red. So it says melo kasha habaglima habapatura. They didn't only wear one item of clothing. One item of clothing that they wore was red. Another item of clothing that they wore was black. Whenever you're looking at colors of dam, you need a white background to look at it against. But if you're looking at a black mare, then you need to see it against a red backdrop in order to be able to see its true blackness. So the Cheshek Soma says, well, wait a second, I've got a problem then. If in order to be able to see a black color, you need a red background, and in order to see a red color, you need a white background, we kept on talking about a woman doing a bedikos before Tashmish, after Tashmish, for the sake of Taharos, and that she needed two bedikos cloths, one for before Tashmish, one for after Tashmish, one for her, one for him. Maybe she needs a whole second set of bedikos cloths. That bedikos cloth that we were talking about, that's white, in order to see red. What if it's a black mara? She's going to need red bedikos cloths as well. So how come we never mentioned the second set of bedikos cloths that are red? So the Cheshek Shlomo suggests that no, she has white bedikos cloths. If it turns out that she has a mara that looks like it might be black, she then can transfer that onto a red bedikos cloth. She can rub it onto a red bedikos cloth. But typically we assume that it's not going to be black. Those are more rare maros. It's going to be red, and therefore typically she only uses the white bedikos cloth. The Meiri understands that Rav Yisrael Bar Adimi is not telling me that you have to look at it against a red backdrop. He's saying that black can even be seen against a red backdrop, but everything, of course, can be seen against a white backdrop, and that certainly would solve the problem. Amar Yom Midifti Velo Pligi Habashachar Habashar Damim. That Shmuel says to look with a white cloth, and Rav Yitzchak says to look with a red cloth, are not arguing. It depends whether you're looking at a black mara or a red mara. So Maskevlar Ravashi Ihachi Lema Shmuel Chutz Min HaShachar. So shouldn't Shmuel say that all damim could be checked with a white cloth except for black? So Ela Amar Ravashi B'Shachar Gufei Kamiflgi. They're arguing about looking at black maros. If you do it over a white background or over a red background. Okay, so we had said that the black that's more deep black than cheres is tamei, and a more dull black than cheres is tahar. So the Gemara discusses whether that same chilek of more deep than the shade given in the Mishnah is tamei and less deep is tahar, right? More dull is tahar. Whether that's true of the other maros as well. So amulah kulan, all the colors that we mentioned in the Mishnah as being problematic. Amuk mikain tamei dia mikain tahar. Shachar, just like we say explicitly by Shachar, that if it's more amok, then it's tameh, and if it's more dull, it's deyamikain, then it's tahar. So to all the other colors in the Mishnah have the same rule. Now the Mishnah Shachar denakot, so how can we only say it about black if it's true about all of the colors in the Mishnah? Now Salkadai Kamina Halvam Rabbi Chanina Shachar Adam Hu El Shalaka. So I might have thought that since black is really red, it's just been affected by the air. Hilkach Afilu deyamikain nami l'tameh. I would have thought that even a more dull black just hasn't been as affected by the air yet, so I would think that's tamei as well. So Kamash Blan tells me the biggest chiddush that even by black dayam mikain is tahar. Rabbi Ami Bar Abba Amar vekulan amok mikain tamei dayam mikain nami tamei chutz min hashachar. That no, all of the other shades of red in the Mishnah, other than the black, even if it's dayam mikain, it's tamei. Only shachar has this halacha that if it's more dull, it's tahar. Elamaya hani shuri Rabbanan. So then why did the Rabbanan give these specific shades if a shade up and a shade down are also Tameh? So not La Fuke Dea De Dea. Yeah, but two shades over is not going to be Tameh. So that's why you give these specific shades, so that the next shade over on the color chart in either direction is also Tameh, but two shades over on the color chart is going to be Tahar. The Ikedai lights, like when you look at paint colors, right? You know, just the next one over is still considered that color. Two over is not. They all look the same to me. I can. But the Iga da Amri, Rami Bar Abba Amar Vikulan, that all of the colors of red that we mentioned in the Mishnah, Amuk Mikain Tahar, Deir Mikain Tahar, Chutz Mishachar. And no, all of the shades of red in the Mishnah are precisely that shade. One level up, one level down is Tahar. It's only by black that we say Amuk is Tameh and Deir is Tahar. Lachimani Shirut Rabban, and that's why the Rabban gave such precise Shirutim, because it's Dafka Pumt, that shade. Bar Kapara Amar, another shita. Vikulan amuk mikain tameh, deya mikain tahar, chutz mimazug sh'amuk mikain tahar, deya mikain tahar. That all of them have the same din as black, where amuk mikain is tameh and deya mikain is tahar, except for the shade that we described as yayin ha-mazug, miyayin ha-shironi, that the color of diluted wine, because the color of diluted wine in both directions is tahar. Bar kapara adiule, they brought a dam that originally was the color of yayin mazug, but they weakened it to the point that it looked a little duller. Vidachi, and he was mitarit. Amikulei, they deepened the color when they brought it in. Vidachi, and he was mitarit. Amar b'chinu kamenavsh gavra dilibe kishmaite. How confident he is to paskin like his shita, because here it is that he held that if you're one off in either direction on the color of yayin mazug, that it's going to be tahar, and he was willing to put his money where his mouth is when they brought him shilas. He actually paskin that way. He was mitayer. Okay, Karen Karkum. Then we said that one of the shades is the plant that grows in the corner of a karkum garden. So tana lach v'lo yavesh. It has to be the moist plant, not dry. Tani chada ketachton v'lo ke'elyon. We're talking about the lower leaves, not the upper leaves of this karkum plant. V'tani idach, another brisa tells us, ke'elyon v'lo ketachton. No, it's the upper leaves, not the lower leaves. V'tani idach, a third brisa tells us, ke'elyon v'kolshken ketachton. That even like the upper leaves, and kalvachomer like the lower leaves, v'tani idach ketachton v'kolshken ke'elyon. That it's like the lower leaves and kal v'chomer, like the upper leaves. So it seems like a four-way stira between brises. Samar Abaye says, not a stira at all. There are three rows of leaves, and each row has three leaves within it. So and you want to know what leaf is the ideal leaf to find that exact shade? It's the middle row and the middle leaf in the middle row that is the right shade. So all of the reality is that all four brises are correct, because all of the leaves in the middle row are kosher to do this bedika to see if it's the right color. And that's the stira between the brisos, that the first two brisos are not a problem at all, because they're talking about which leaves to be bodik with, from which row, ketachton below ke'elyon, meaning the middle and not the top row, as opposed to, but we're not, so the middle one is tachton from the top. Ke'elyon below ketachton means the middle one, not the bottom one, because the middle one is elyon in comparison to the bottom one. And we said ketachton v'kolshkein ke'elyon, sounds like both the tachton and the elyon are kosher. It's not talking about which row, it's talking about which leaf within the row. And it's saying that you're bodik with the upper leaf, meaning the which has a clearer color, and therefore kal v'chomer could be bodek with the lower leaf, and vice versa the other brisa kelyon v'kolshkein ketachton, that you're bodek with the ala elyon and the first one in the row and kolshkein with the lower one in the row, which is the middle one. So it turns out from the brisa that you could check only with the middle row, but in the middle row it's best to check with the middle leaf, but it works with the upper leaf of the middle row and the lower leaf of the middle row as well, and that way we resolve all four brisos. That you only check with the karkum when it's still attached to the ground that it grew in, that when it's still connected to the dirt that it grew in. Once it's been tallish from the ground, it loses some of the coloring. We also said another shade of red is the color of red dirt mixed with water. So Tan Rabban Kimemi Adama Mevi Adama Shmeina Mi Bikas Beis Kerem. They bring a good piece of clod of earth from Bikas Beis Kerem, which has red dirt. Umatzaf Ale Mayim, and they put water in a kli till it floats on the dirt floats in the water. And Divrei Meir, that's how to tell the red that we're looking for. Bikiva Omer Mi Bikas Yodafas. They bring it from Bikas Yodafas. Rabbi Yosi Omer Bikas Sichni. Rabbi Shimon Omer Afim Bikas Ginoser. Kiyotziben, different shades of red of the different places that have red dirt. Tiny idach ukeme me adama maybe adama shemena mibikas base kerem umetzvale mayim keklipas hashum, and until there's the thickness of a garlic peel of dirt on the top of the water. Ve'in shir lamayim mishum de'in shir la'afar, and there's no amount of water that you're supposed to mix with the dirt, because we never gave an amount of dirt that you're supposed to mix with the water. So we're just saying when you mix enough dirt with the water that there's a klipas of shum of dirt floating at the top of the water. That's the color you're looking for. Vein both gross and salulin. We don't look when the water is totally clear, because meaning when the dirt sinks to the bottom and the water is clear. Ela achurin. It has to be that the water is dirtied from the dirt. Saluchos v'ochran. And if it starts separating, you have to mix them together again. Ukshu ochran einochran biad el bekli. And when you mix them together again, you have to do it with the kli, not by hand. So you buy einochran osam biad el bekli. Is it that we don't want you to put the adam and the mayim into your hand and mix them? But if it's in a kli, once it's in a kli, you can mix it around with your hand. Or maybe it means that you're not allowed to mix it with your hand at all. You have to use a kli to do the mixing. So is it that you shouldn't take it in your hand and shake it? Put the water and the dirt in your hand and shake it like that? Or is it that no, even if it's in a kli, you shouldn't use your hand to mix it around when it's in the kli? So tashmak shu botkan in botkan el bikos, it has to be in a kos. So you see that it has to be betoch hakos and not biyado. Vadayin tibaylach bedika bikos achira achira b'may. So still we could ask the question, the bedika that's done when it's in the kos, what should you mix it with? Meaning, okay, it's in the kos, but can I mix it with my hand, or do I have to mix it with a spoon or something? Teku, that part we don't know. All we know is you're not allowed to take it in your hand, you have to have it in a kli when you do the mixing. When we say that you're bodik with meme adama, it's only when the adama is still in its original location. Once you bring it somewhere else, it changes its color and it's not going to be the same. Rabbi Chanina pali kurta de gargishta. He used to cut pieces of dirt ubadik bay, and he would be bodik with that dirt, and he didn't put any water in it. So light the Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi ba'askura. Rabbi Shmuel cursed anyone who does that he should suffer the illness of askura, because Rabbi Chanina hu dechakim kuliyal malach hakimi. Rabbi Chanina could do this because he was a tremendous chacham. He was a tremendous expert in this area. So we were able to trust that even without mixing it with water, he would be able to discern the true shade of the dirt. But other people don't have that level of expertise. It was seeing the chachma of Rabbi Chanina that caused me not to paskin the maros of dam. Matmina metaher, whatever he was metame, I would have been metame. He was metar. Metar and metame. Whatever I would have been metar, he was metame. And I realized that I'm not an expert, that I'm getting it wrong, and therefore I shouldn't paskin these shilas. Amr Blazer and Vasnusa Rabbi Chanina Garmali the Chazaidama. It's the anivus of Rabbi Chanina that encouraged me to paskin damim. Because my Rabbi Chanina Dan Vasanhu, he was a very timid person. He was a big anav. He didn't like to get involved in serious matters to stick his head in. But still, Machas Nafshe Savik Chazi, still he thought that it was important enough to paskin these things that he was willing to step up and paskin. I'm not such an anav. I get involved in all sorts of things, so I shouldn't have the courage to paskin such things. Amr Bizera Tiva de Bavel Gamali Zaloch Hazaidama. It's the nature of the land of Bavel that caused me not to paskin Dabin. Da Amina Betivalo Yadana Bedami Yadana. I don't even understand the way the earth works over here, the earth science over here. So I'm gonna understand the Dam. I'm not gonna be able to understand the Maros of Dam if I don't even have an appreciation of the makeup of the dirt of the of Bavel. Lamemra de Betiva Tali Milsa. What does one got to do with the other? What does Maros Dam have to do with the Teva of the Aretz? There are people who are experts in the Teva, we're not experts in the Dam. So Kolshkin Kamar, Umar Rabbi Diyada B'Tiva Lo Chazadama, if Rabbi, who knew the Teva of the dirt and nevertheless still wouldn't paskin Dam, I don't even understand the science. I'm going to go paskin the Dam, meaning they are related to each other, and Rabbi, who knew more than me, still wouldn't paskin Dam, I for sure should not. Ula iklul pumbedisa. Ula went to pumbedisa. Aisul kamei dama, and they brought maros of dam for him to paskin whether tamei tar v'lo chaze. He didn't want to see them. Amar mar Rabbi Lazar demar dar di Yisrael hava. Rabbi Lazar, who was called the rabbi of all of the bnei Eretz Yisrael because he was a baki in maros damim more than any of the other chachmei Eretz Yisrael. Ki mikol asad Rabbi Yehuda, but when he would travel to pumbedisa, which is Rabbi Yehuda's place, lo chazi dama, he wouldn't paskin damim anymore because of the covenant of Rabbi Yehuda. And not echsi. I, who am on a lower level, I'm going to paskin damim in Pumbedisa? No way. Why did they call Rabbi Lazar the Maradar di Yisrael? So the Gemara explains, they called him that because of his great bekius in looking at Maros of Damim. So there was a woman, she brought dam to Rabbi Lazar so that he could paskin Torah or Tameh. Havi Yosef Rabbi Ami Kameh. Rabbi Ami was sitting in front of Rabbi Lazar. Arche, Rabbi Lazar smelled the dam. Amalai, and he said, "Hai dam chimurhu." This dam came about because of taivas that you were having for your husband, and the taiva caused the ri'iyas hadam. Meaning, he was able to not only define whether the dam was tamei or tar, he was able to diagnose how the dam came out of what caused the dam to come out of her body. So, basar denafka. After the woman left, Rabbi Lazar itvala Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami connected to Rabbi Lazar to explain connected to the woman rather to see if Rabbi Lazar was right. Armalei, so the woman said to Rabbi Ami, "Yeah, bali haya baderech v'chimaditiv. My husband was away and I missed him, so I had this chimud, I had this desire for him." So kari alei, Rabbi Ami said about Rabbi Lazar the pasuk that David HaMelech says about people who are yirei Hashem, sod Hashem lireyev, that Hashem reveals secrets to those who fear Him. That here Rabbi Lazar is able to find out these most private matters just by taking a sniff of the dam. So says Gemara, Ifra Hormiz, the Gemara is going to bring a mice of a non-Jewish woman who wanted to see how great of an expert Rava was in Dam. So Ifra Hormiz, Imid Shvar Malka, the mother of King Shavar, Shadra Dama Lekame de Rava, sent blood to Rava in order for him to paskin for his Torah Tameh. Haviyasav Rav Ovadia Kame. Rav Ovadia was sitting in front of Rava. Arche, Rava smelled the dam. Amar la, and he said to Ifra Hormiz, "Hai dam chimurhu. This is dam chimud. You had a desire for your husband. That's what caused this dam." Amar la, she said to her son, to King Shavar, "Tachazi kamecha kimi yudai. Look how smart these Jews are. He got it right on, he nailed it right on that." So Amar la, Dilma, Kisuma Baruba. How do you know? Maybe it was a lucky guess. So Hadar Shadule Shitin Mine Dama. So she sent him 60 different types of dam, the Kulu Amrinu. And he, by all of them, he was able to say exactly what type of dam it was, and he was right every time. Hu Basra Dam Kinema, but the last one was dam of lice. Velo Yada, and he didn't know it. Stayeh Milsa, but he got Siata Dishmaya, Vishadule Srikusa Demakhtala Kalmi. And the Rava sent her as a matana, a comb that helps kill lice. So Ifra Hormiz thought that Rava knew what that dam was, that she was tricking him, and that she was sending him blood of lice and not a woman's blood at all, and that he was calling her out on it by sending her, but it was just a gift. He was just sending her a gift. It happened to be that he sent her this comb, this lice comb. So Amra Yehudai B'tavnit Liba Yosfisu. They sit mamish in a person's heart. They know everything. They have such great chachma. They know everything that's going on inside of a person's body. Amra Yehuda Meresha V'chazina Dam. Rav Yehuda says, "I used to look at Maros Dam of woman, Kivin Domerli Imid Yitzchak Bri, once the mother of my son Yitzchak said," meaning my wife said, "Hai Tipsa Kamaisa, Lomaisin La Kamaid Rabbanan, we're not knowing to bring in front of the Chacham the first Tipas Dam of the beginning of the Ri'iya, Mishum Tezihima, because it's very smelly, there are other things mixed in with it, it's not pure Dam, and maybe it's going to be, it's because of that Zuama that it's going to look more Tamei, so Lo Chazina." Once I discovered that, I stopped looking at Maros Damim, because I'm choshish that maybe the tseva of the dam that they're bringing is different than the true color of the first tipa, which is what I should really be paskening on. But the mara that's between the Yemei Tumah and Yemei Tara, when the Yemei Torah are over after having a baby, the week after a boy, the 2 weeks after, or the Yemei Torah, the 40 days after a boy, the 80 days after a girl, and she sees dam after that, and she comes to ask if it's Tamei Torah, that I'm willing to pasken on. Because that a woman is not choshish about bringing the first tipa, that she's willing to bring the first tipa, and therefore I'm willing to paskin on it. Yalta Isa Damal Kamed the Rabba Barbachana. Yalta brought down to Rabba Barbachana the Tamila. He was Metamiat. Hadraita the Kamed Rabbi Yitzchak Parade Rabbi Yehuda. She then brought Rabbi Yitzchak Parade Rabbi Yehuda. Vidakila. And he was Metayer, that same dam. So frankly, Gemara, Vehechi Abrachi. How could Rabbi Yitzchak do such a thing? To be Metayer, that which Rabba Barbachana was already Metame? Vatanya Chacham Shetime. If one Chacham is Metame, Ein Chavera Rashi the Taher. Another Chacham is not allowed to come along and be Metayer. Asar. If one Chacham said something is Asar, Ein Chavera Rashi the Hatir. Another Chacham is not allowed to come along and say that it's Mutter. Meikar Tmuyav Metamila. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yitzchak really initially was Metami. It was Metami the Dam because of the cover of Rabbi Bar Chana. Kiven Da Amrle. But once she said to him, to call Yama Have a Matgili Ki Agavna. You should know every other day he's always Metaher, this color of blood for me. But now he just wasn't feeling well. I could see that his eyes were hurting him. He wasn't seeing things well. So Dakila, that's why Rabbi Yitzchak was Metar the Dam, because he understood that Rabbi Bar Chana also would have been Metaher had he been feeling okay. So says Mar, Umima Hemni, you're going to believe the woman about that? That she really believed to say that Rabbi Bar Chana was Matir that same color Dam? Aren't we Choshish? Maybe she's mistaken? Maybe that, meaning look at the precision with which each shade is measured, you know, the color. So maybe she was off by a half a shade, and that's why she didn't understand why he paskin differently. Says Mar, No, she's Nehemenis. We believe her. Vatanya, because the Brisa tells us, Nehemenis Yishalomer, because every Isi Vibaditiv, a woman is believed to say, I've seen this color before, but I've lost I lost my actual Mare, but it's the same color as this, and point to something else, and we're not Choshish, that she's making a mistake in comparing one shade to another. So you see that a woman knows to be Mavchin between different types of Dam, and that's why Rav Yitzchak believed Yalta to say that Rabbi Bar Chana would have been Metayer, and normally was Metayer. Now, if she's Nehemenis, that he was always Metayer, so then the question becomes, so why did she have to bring the Dam to the Chacham? Why couldn't she just rely on herself that it's always Tahar? So the Ramban suggests that she thought she wouldn't be Nehemenis, or maybe she was extra Machmir al-Atzma, or maybe, says Ramban, for the cover of the Chachmei HaMakom, she thought it was correct that they should be the ones to paskin. That if you have a Chachamim in the city, you don't paskin on your own, nor do you bring it to other people who are not the Chachamim. You go to the Chachamim to paskin. I was once when I went away for a while, so I asked Rabbi Willig who I should send people to if they have any shilas. He said, Rabbi Forst. Yeah, they have the greatest expert in the entire world living right there. So out of covet of that Chacham, that's who it should go to. Okay, it's not always accessible that you're always going to get to Rabbi Forst. So you find one of the Chachmei HaMakom. That's the proper covet to ask the shilas to the Chachmei HaMakom. Not always Kanahuk. So Yiboyluhu. Kazet yir ish ploni Chacham mahu. If a person says that Kazet yir li ish ploni Chacham, what's the din? Is the person believed to say to be Metayer her chavera, meaning her friend shows her a maridam, and she says, oh yeah, I get that mara all the time, the chacham is always Metayer it. So is that good enough? Tashma, nemenes yishalom, because I receive ibadtiv. Well, a woman is believed to say, look, it's the color of this that my mara was, but I lost the mara. So shiny asam, delay say kameh. No, maybe that's different, because the dam that she saw is not in front of us, and therefore we have to be somech on her and believe her. But when dam is right in front of us, and you could show it to a chacham, maybe you shouldn't rely on a friend saying, oh yeah, I've asked this Shaila many times, and I just lost it. So Tashma, so says Gemara, will be poshet the suffix from the following Maisa. The Yalta Isa Damel Kamed Rabbi Bechana Vitamila. Yalta brought blood to Rabbi Bechana and he was Metamiyat. The Kamed Rabbi Yisrael Bred Rabbi Yehuda Vidakila. And he brought Rabbi Yisrael Bred Rabbi Yehuda and he was Metayrit. Vechi Avidach, Yakud Rabbi Yisrael be Metayrit. That which Rabbi Bechana was running Metamey. Vatani Chacham Shetimei and Chavin Rashi Litaher. Vaamin Rabbi Seim, Tmuyav Metamila. That Rabbi Yitzchak originally was Metamey the Dam because of the cover of Rabbi Bechana. But since she said, oh, you should know, he's always Metaher, these types of Maros, but he must not be feeling well today, that's when he was Metaher, because he believed her. So says Gemara, to finish off the Kasha, Alma Mehemnala. So you see that we do believe the woman, even the Gabe Dam, that's right in front of us. So the same thing should be true about one woman saying to her friend that I've seen this color Dam. So Rizkabar Yehuda, agamre samach. So says Gemara, no, no, he wasn't really being samach on her. He was samach on what he was mekabel from his own rebbeim, that such a dam is tahar, and that which he was metame b'tchila was because of the kavod of Rabba Bar Barchana. And when she said that Rabba Bar Barchana, it's not going to be chisarin in his kavod because he was always metayer, so now he was able to rely on what he saw with his own eyes. It's not that he was relying on. It's not that he was relying on her word. You don't rely on her word. That's the maskana of the Gemara. So that's if a woman is not allowed to paskin maros of dam, which is a question why that would be the case. But that's the instruction that women are not supposed to be paskining maros of dam, even for each other. I spoke to. What's his name? The guy, the Rav that's in charge of the Yoetzer program in America, Rabbi Alman, and he said that the Yoetzer are given strict instructions and never allowed to paskin, that they're not allowed to paskin maros of dam. That's kazet yirli chacham. That's what the Gemara says. You're not allowed to say, "Oh, I've gotten that child many times. I spoke to Rabbi so and so about, and he's mitar such a mara of dam." So they're not allowed to paskin that because that's what the Gemara says, that an isha is not allowed to be mitar just based on comparison to what her friend saw. Okay, so let's stop there, and Bez Hashem will try to finish off the perek and begin the third perek tomorrow.